Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are happy right now to be joined by the head coach of the K-State Women's, Jeff Mitty, joins us on the show today. Coach, happy to have you back on the show.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Happy to be back in the Sweet 16, so excited about that.
Coach, let's not talk about your team. Let's talk about us. I just want to know if you are giving us the credit for this overwhelming success and compliment, because just think about it. Once this show and your program came together, look at what you guys have been able to do.
You know, guys, it's all about players. I'm not going to give you any credit.
No, I completely understand. I'm just saying is, just think about it here. You hadn't come on the show in the past, and now you come on the show, and now look what happens. You guys might be going up against one of the best players in women's basketball coming up at the end of the week.
Hey, easy now. I've come on the show every time I've been invited, right?
No, fair point, fair point. Coach, so let's start with this. Just tell us about the game and the excitement. It was actually one of the most exciting games so far in March, whether it was the men's or the women's tournament. You guys win 80-79 on the road at Kentucky.
I haven't watched a ton of the other games simply because, you know, we're in deep with film session. We're in deep with preparation. And so, I mean, I've gotten to catch glimpses, but, you know, I can't imagine there's been a game like that with the lead changes and the big shots. And so, you know, I've got a lot of text messages from a lot of coaches across the country just talking about what a great game it was to watch. Kenny Brooks said it after the game, and I think he's right. Somebody had to win it, somebody had to lose it, and it was just a hotly contested game. But both teams playing pretty well, and, you know, that's what you want in March. And if you're watching games, you want to see a game like that. And so, it was great to be a part of and great to come out on the side that we did. Obviously, it could have gone either way.
Coach, take us inside the locker room for a little bit for the celebration afterwards. I'm assuming everyone was really excited about a big overtime win in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I would say this. The locker room was exciting, but the on-court celebration was there's nothing like celebrating on the road in front of 6,000 that have been yelling at you the whole day. And there were just so many hugs and so many embraces by staff, teammates, strength coaches, trainers, just everybody involved. And it was just a special moment. And, you know, obviously, my wife running on the floor, a special moment for us. My parents were there. So, you know, you just have a lot of special moments. And then, some, you know, you've got players, families that are not allowed on the floor, but our players went to them right after that. So the celebration in the arena was pretty special.
You mentioned it's about the players. How rewarding of it is as a coach? You know, you guys have been on this journey since October, even earlier than that, building and building to this spot. What is it like to see them execute in that moment and then get to see all their hard work pay off with the win in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, you know, it is. Those have been special. And this one, as I've talked you know, I think the last time we visited, you know, I talked about our group and how, you know, they started this summer and just wanted to really get this opportunity again. And you know, we've faced the Lee injuries both years, and this team has been resilient. It's learned to play without Lee at times. We're obviously better with Lee, but I think we've grown through that. And then to just see the tears of joy, the excitement. I'll get back to the families that have been a part of our players' journey. They're, you know, obviously since they were very, very little, introducing them to the sport. Yeah, Tamira Poindexter's dad about broke my ribs with a hug. Just so excited, just sobbing after the game, just so excited for his daughter. And so those will be the memories that will last a lifetime, not just for the staff, but players and everybody associated with it.
Right now, we're happy to be joined by the coach of the K-State women's program as they have advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 23 years. You mentioned paying without Aoka Lee. How has that helped you guys? You mentioned that experience. You guys have played in a lot of different situations over these last couple of years. How do you think the experience of playing without her has kind of helped get you to this point where now where she's back in, she just infuses into what you guys have already built?
Well, I think you saw in the second quarter yesterday, you know, we did not shoot the ball very well early, but we were getting good shots. And then Lee picks up her second foul at the end of the first, and Kennedy Taylor ends up with 11 points, I think, all in the first half. And Kennedy gave us a huge lift, and, you know, we end up taking a halftime lead. Lee actually picks up her third. I went back to her with about four to go in the second and was trying to get a couple, 2-3 minutes, and she picks up a third one. And, you know, our team just doesn't panic in those situations because we've played without her, so we know we can do it. I think in the past we probably would have tried to do too much, maybe tried to force some shots, just get out of our game plan. But I think now we've got enough confidence to stay in it through that adversity.
Coach, tell us a little bit more about Aoka and just her. I mean, she last played on February 22nd. She doesn't come back until March 21st. We're talking about a month of not playing. She comes back in your first-round matchup. She scores 17. She has 16-9 yesterday. That's really hard to step in. You get dropped in the middle of the NCAA tournament when you haven't played a game in a month or so. Talk about her. Talk about just her resiliency to come back and be able to help you guys and be a major part of what helped get you to the next round of the tournament.
Guys, it's crazy. Out of all the players I've coached, she has the unique ability to do this. And she last played a full game January 19th. We then brought her back against KU on senior night, and you mentioned the date, end of February, and she played 4 minutes and 36 seconds, and she was having trouble with the other foot. And we were like, okay, what's going on there? So she's literally played 4 minutes and 36 seconds since January 19th, and you get thrown into the most competitive time of the year and a very difficult first-round game for a center because you're going to play a style that we don't face a lot, five-out shooters, and yet she just excels and does what she does and turns around the next night, two nights later, and plays against Kentucky. She's got an unbelievable ability to adapt and an ability, her muscle memory in terms of shots and her ability to catch the ball in traffic, even when she hasn't really been in traffic, is better than any center I've ever had, and she's a special one for sure.
right now we're talking to the coach of K-State's women's program for a couple more minutes. They have advanced to the Sweet 16 after a thrilling overtime win over Kentucky, 80-79. You guys will play the winner of USC and Mississippi State. Are you guys planning on watching that together as a team? What is the plan as you guys get ready for your next matchup?
Yeah, we won't watch it with the team tonight. We're going to let them enjoy it together. They're going to have a little watch party of their own. It'll probably be more fun than my watch party. And then staff-wise, we've kind of broken down things that we're going to be watching. Obviously, we don't have an opponent, but, you know, I think we've talked before. I've broken my staff down into offensive staff, defensive staff. So we've got things that we'll be looking at tonight, and certainly we'll know by midnight tonight who our opponent is.
Can you even watch a game as a fan? I mean, I understand the girls are going to be going up against them coming up on Friday or so, but can you even just sit back and enjoy the game like that and then kind of turn your brain off, or is it going to be work, work, work tonight?
No, it's going to be work, work, work. There's not going to be any, I mean, I'm not going to, I might enjoy the game, but that's not going to take away because I've got a lot of things that I want to see. So, you know, I'm going to be making notes like I always do when I watch a game like this. Now, I can watch other games and enjoy it, but then, of course, I'm going to make notes to take a look if I like an out-of-bounds player or I like a side out or I like an action. So I guess the short answer is, yeah, I can enjoy it, but if I see something I like, I'm going to write it down and make sure I go back on Synergy the next day and take a look at it. So, you know, you're always doing that. Tonight will be strictly business. I mean, we're going to get an opponent, and our work starts tonight. It started now, but it starts really for sure tonight at 9 o'clock, and we'll have our opponent to prepare for. So that's pretty exciting.
I got two final questions, and I'll get you out of here with this. I don't want to look too far ahead, but one team is favored pretty heavily in this matchup. How do you think that going against Caitlin Clark the last couple of years has potentially prepared you guys to go up against Juju Watkins, who feels like she is the next star of college basketball?
Yeah, you know, both of them. Obviously, we've gone up against Clark three times in the last couple years, and I think you know, they both provide unique challenges. I think Juju just is so explosive in the half court. Doesn't have the range that Clark has, but has more power around the rim. And so I don't know from a schematic standpoint of how there might be some things that we use, because I haven't dove into that yet. But I think any time, you know, we just got done facing arguably one of the top point guards in the country in Georgia Amore, and I thought our group did a fantastic job on her. We contained her. We didn't let her get loose too often. She still hit big shots. That's what great players do. But she ended up 7 of 23 for the game, and that's kind of what we talked about. We wanted her to be high volume. We did not want her to get that 8, 9, 10, 11 assist game going. Juju's different in that she is so powerful at the rim. If that's our matchup, you know, I think the one thing that I just look at statistically is she can't be getting 8 or 10 points from the free throw line, because if she's doing that, she's going to really, not only is she going to punish you, but she's going to get your group in foul trouble.
Last question here, Coach, and I think this could help some parents out there. I imagine there are times that you walk into a gym and maybe you've heard about one of the players, but you don't really know. You're going into it with a complete open mind. What is a Division I coach looking for when they are watching a high school game and scouting players?
Well, I think one of the things that everybody's looking for is the competitiveness of the kid, great teammate, leader, winner, all these things that you constantly talk about. The obvious basketball skills are going to stand out to you, but the things that get you to that next level are how hard are they working, how in terms of their connectivity with their teammates, in terms of their leadership. I'll give you an example. I was watching a game the other day, and this wasn't a player that I would say fits, but she would be a winner for somebody because everything she did was positively impacting her team. And so, you know, many times the other gifts get you to our level, but this particular game I was watching, that player is going to be a player for somebody because of those intangibles that you could easily see as a coach.
That is the head coach at K-State's women's program, Jeff Mitty, joining us on the show. They have advanced to the round of 16 in the women's tournament. They will go up against the winner of Southern California or Mississippi State. Coach, I want you to know that the drive is pulling for you. I cheer for Missouri. My team is out. Rob cheers for KU. His team is out. We don't have anybody to cheer for, so we are putting all our energy behind you guys.
Well, guys, I'm going to tell you what. I might give you some credit if we're playing in that Final Four in a week, all right?
Okay, you know what? That's all I want. All I want is for you to call the show as you guys are going to the Final Four and say, you know what? We wouldn't have got here without you guys' support. That's what I really want.
All right, that's a deal.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.